Welcome back. Just looking at that live shot outside of our studio and a desolate Washington Street and a desolate parking lot there for the Thomas Crane Public Library, of course, which is closed. And it is kind of surreal during this current pandemic that we're in here in Quincy and across the United States. And we've heard over and over again how this particularly will affect older people and people with, you know, compromised immune systems. So it got me to thinking, let's get Tom Clasby over here from the Quincy Department of Elder Services, chat a little bit about how that's impacting older folks here in Quincy. And Tom, I really appreciate your time. Certainly, eerie times that we're in.
Joe, it's always good to see you. Yes, it is. We were just saying it's an odd thing. None of us have ever lived through anything like this.
Not like this, you know? No. This is different, so, certainly it has, you know, years ago, early 1900s, the Spanish flu and things of that nature.
But yeah, I remember my dad telling me about his father remembering a little bit about the Spanish flu.
Okay.
You know, he was very young.
So that's two generations ago.
Yeah.
So not in our lifetime. Right.
You know, I will say this, though, as you were saying out front, very desolate. As I was leaving the Kennedy Center, because now, as you mentioned a minute ago, it's getting a little warmer now and the weather seems to be breaking. And I did notice quite a few people out walking. They're keeping a safe different distance, but even along Wallace and Beach. And it was so good to see.
Absolutely.
You know,
I think
nice
it's important.
Yeah.
Just as a way of an update, we should folks should know the Kennedy Center is closed, yes?
Yeah, it is, and it's something that I did with a little bit of reluctance. Mm. It was absolutely the right call. Mm-hmm. A lot of the other senior centers in the area closed immediately. I was very concerned about social isolation, so I didn't want to jump the gun. Thank God we have great, Ruthie is tremendous as our public health commissioner. The mayor is making really good decisions. We looked at it when we made that decision. We said it would be done on a daily basis, whether or not we closed. We ended up closing just about the same time everyone else did anyway, you know, and it was the right decision. Although some of our transportation is still running because we transport dialysis folks. We transport people that have, cancer and they need medical, they need a chemo treatment and radiation treatment. And then there are other people that are in the middle of things that they really need the treatment right away. So we're looking at transportation the same way we would look at first responders, that they're absolutely necessary.
Okay.
And I will say this about the drivers. They always rise to the occasion. So very, very grateful for them. We're sanitizing the vehicles. Every morning they get sanitized with the sanitation machines, which the building has also been multiple times sanitized throughout the day. And we're taking every precaution, trying to limit the, and the, to be honest with you, there's very few people that are going.
Yeah.
So, you know, it's they're on the vehicles, there's plenty of space between each person and all that. We're taking all the necessary precautions, but we're still operating in that capacity.
Okay. You know? How does it actually work, Tom, the transportation? Do they go to the Kennedy Center to get the rides?
No. So it's a door-to-door service, so we pick them up right at their home.
Okay.
And then take them for their treatment, and then when they're finished with the treatment, they would call the office, and similar to a cab, they would dispatch back out to get them. And they're all people that have been going with us for an awful long time.
Okay.
You know, they know the routine.
They know the routine.
Routine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And these are the city vehicles, right? The city.
Correct.
Vans.
Yeah. The city vehicles, city employees doing it. Yeah.
Sure.
So it's very funny though, Joe. We, you know, mentioned the seniors and their outlook on things.
Yeah.
And it's a good outlook, I think, overall, although you just don't want them to get careless. You know, originally a lady said, because we stayed open a little bit longer than some of the other senior centers, as I mentioned, she said, thanks for remaining open. And I said, well, I was concerned that people, you know, might get nervous, you know, overly nervous, you know. And she said, look, we lived through the Great Depression, World War II, Korea, Vietnam. Then she started listing all the AIDS and SARS and things. So she says, we're not afraid of that. I said, well, okay. Okay. But, again, and overall, I mean, she was being funny. But
yeah.
I think they are being cautious, you know.
I think you need to be balanced. You need to have a balanced reaction.
Absolutely.
You know, a good dose, a healthy dose of reality and common sense, coupled with some levity, you know, and some realistic visions of what's going on.
Absolutely. Yeah. You know, and the other thing, too, is we've had a lot of people calling for to volunteer.
Okay.
Which is really nice, and I'm delighted that they you know, would do that. We also have to be very careful. We query check all volunteers. So it's not like I can just hook you up with a senior right away. I don't know who you are.
Right.
And sad to say, these things have already taken, you know, the scam artists have already taken, we've probably seen whether it's somebody selling the serum that's going to, you know, take
Is that
this.
Right?
Oh, yeah. They're out there. Yeah, the serum or vaccination or whatever you want to call
snake,
it.
Snake oil.
Yeah. You know, so our first guide is always to protect the seniors.
Yep.
So we haven't put together a volunteer force. We are compiling people that want to volunteer.
Okay.
And we're doing the query checks. Although, I must say, we've had more calls for people that want to volunteer than we have had seniors that need something.
Interesting.
And I think the reason for that is this: most of our seniors have family members here in the community.
Yeah.
So there are very few that are isolated. The ones that are isolated, we're aware of who they are.
Okay.
And they're people that already partake in our services. So we've been able to staff, you know, been able to get. I had a gentleman yesterday who's blind. He has two great sons. They're really good guys. But they live in, one's in California, the other's in Texas.
Mm.
He needed something. We were able to take care of it for him
really?
Yesterday. Yeah.
Okay.
So, you know, we're managing, and they seem to be managing. The other thing we've done is we're making phone calls out to people that regularly attend the Kennedy Center events, or that we know use our services in other capacities, transportation. We're calling them just to do wellness checks, seeing if there's anything that we can do.
Okay, so, that's a good point. Actually, you have a database of your members. Right?
We do.
Yeah.
Here's
a great example of why it's necessary.
Absolutely. You know, we have a database through it's called My Senior Center.
Yeah.
Everyone that comes in checks in, so we also know, you know, who's there on a regular basis and where they are when they're in the building.
Right.
So there's lots of good reasons to have that. It helps us with our reporting, but it also we can get their contact information or their emergency contact information. So if we were to call and we didn't get any response from a person, you know, we'd probably give it a couple more calls.
Mm-hmm.
If we didn't continue, then we'd call whoever their emergency contact person was and say, have you checked on your mother or your dad, you know?
Yeah.
You know.
Great point. Another great point, too, is that although the center is closed, you're in the office, right?
We're in the office, I mean, people are calling and occasionally need something,
okay.
and we're there, and we're ready to hook them up if we can, you know, help in any way.
Yeah. Are there, can you suggest any online options for folks, older folks, Tom, to go to utilize? Because a lot of them are connected.
Yeah, a lot of them are connected. Well, it's interesting, Joe, that you say that. We're actually trying to put together something ourselves, maybe some of our programs. We want to talk a little bit with you guys if we can show some of maybe do our exercise or Tai Chi or something like that here.
Okay.
On that.
I don't know how to do Tai Chi.
Yeah,
so
that
would be the entertainment portion of the show.
Correct. MCOA, the Mass Council on Aging website. MCOA.org is a good resource.
Okay.
The Executive Office of Elder Affairs has a lot of good information.
Oh, right.
That would be on the Massachusetts State. I think it's MassState.gov.
Okay.
They have an awful lot of information.
Sure.
Social Elder Services too.
Of course, that's a great one.
The other thing, Joe, is you know, as we mentioned, people wanting to volunteer. They may want to contact South Shore Elder Services, which is in Braintree. I should have brought the number with me.
SSElder.org.
That's the website, SSElder.org. They are always, always looking for volunteers for Meals on Wheels.
Yes.
And I suspect with this current crisis, there's more people signing up for Meals on Wheels than ever before.
Absolutely,
so I'd be willing to bet that they are looking for volunteers. Well, I know they're always looking for volunteers.
Yep.
Always.
That's a crucial service, and more so now.
Yeah, it's a great service.
I was thinking, you know, just before the show, I'm thinking, this is kind of like the blizzard of 78 without the snow. It's a blizzard of an epidemic, unfortunately, that we can't see.
Yeah, yeah, and we're also trying to, you know, be realistic and try to keep people calm, although I will say, you know, as I mentioned, that the woman in the beginning, that the seniors do seem to be relatively calm, especially considering they are really the people that are most at risk, or among the most at risk, in our society, but they seem, for the most part, to be taking it in stride and doing the right thing, you know, but not panicking. You know, some of the media has been, I think, very irresponsible. I wish the governor would mention that. You know, not so much our local media, but geez, the national media is just, in some ways, out of control. As I mentioned on ABC, opening up with the death toll is now, you know, and then 10 minutes later they're telling you not to panic. Well, you know, I mean, you can't have it both ways.
We're not doing that here.
No. Well, you know, as always, you guys have just been great. This is such a lifeblood to, you know, not only my department, but I know Ruthie with the health department, the mayor's office, certainly, you know, and you're not doing that. You're good, putting out a lot of good information. And, no, I think locally, the department head meetings we've had have been very helpful. The mayor's had a number of department head meetings. Chief Keenan and Chief Jackson just doing really superb jobs. So we're fortunate. We're in good hands in this city.
In terms of reopening, Tom, what are you hearing right now, at least?
So we're in constant communication with Ruthie, and we really don't have anything definitive. Kay. We really evaluate, you know, pretty much on a daily basis. You know, we're not there yet. I'm hoping it's a few weeks, and you know, we'll see. We'll definitely take our cue from the health commissioner and the mayor.
I know April 6th right now, schools are set to reopen, but that could change.
Yeah, you know, it's funny, as I mentioned to you, I think before we went on the air, one of the biggest, perhaps I said it on the air, but I'm not sure, one of the other big calls that we've been getting about it is the April 15th tax deadline date going to be.
They're worried about their taxes,
Now, originally I heard it wasn't, and I just heard that it may be, so we'll look into it as soon as we can get the information out.
Yeah, last I'd heard, it was still April 15th, but
file for an extension.
They're looking for extensions, and that would push it off to, I think, July 15th or something.
It says a lot, you know, seniors are so conscientious about stuff like that.
Yeah, regardless of what's going on, right?
Yeah, absolutely, you know, so.
And a lot of them, you know, I mentioned are online savvy, and there are, I mean, I know Grace Busher has been teaching computer classes for a long time now at the Kennedy Center, so they may have their own devices at home.
No doubt.
And they can use the teleconferencing, you know, systems now to check in with their friends and family.
Yeah, you know what, it's funny, they're much more familiar with things like that, especially if they have grandchildren out of state. They love to do the FaceTime and all that stuff.
Yeah. Do you find that members have kind of formed their own individual social groups, and maybe now that they can, I don't know, play cards over the phone or something? You know.
Yeah, that's a good question. Yeah. I don't know that. We haven't heard anything like that, but it's a really good question. It'll be interesting to see, Joe. That's a really good point. Mm-hmm. As this winds down and when we reopen, to hear people's stories.
Yeah, exactly.
How it's affected them and the things that they did to cope, you know.
Yes, I know at the Kennedy Center, you mentioned Ruth Jones, the health commissioner. Mm-hmm. She's right there with you.
She is, yes.
The Center,
so. You know, we joke often because, of course, the spaces, you know, we love that they're there.
Yep.
And we'd love to kick them out, you know. But it's tremendous to have the nurses in particular there. The staff is great in general, but, you know, anytime we've had emergency situations, we've had nurses right there in the building, and it just brings a lot of comfort.
Yeah.
You know, but, they're putting in a lot of hours.
Oh,
they're fielding a lot of phone calls. There's been extra phone lines brought in, and, you know, they're doing a really good job.
Yeah. For folks, Tom, who are older and maybe are feeling a little anxious, know, right now and are kind of isolated, what's some of your recommendations, suggestions?
You know what? I think it's really important to watch the news so that we're informed. Watch QATV, certainly, to be informed. Also, though, shut it off every now and then. Listen to music. If there's something, if you can get out a little bit of fresh air and walk around the yard, you know, keeping in mind all of the restrictions that are around. And really, I think it's important to take a little bit break from that all and do things to de-stress. Phones, certainly, they can call us if they don't have anyone else to talk to, or if they just want to talk to me, we'll be happy to talk to them. But also, you know, call a friend. You know, check on people in other states, and you know. You got to continue to live. I guess is the main thing.
And that was their message to you, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Life goes on.
Absolutely.
What are you hearing from your colleagues in other states and other cities, you know, in the Commonwealth?
Yeah, pretty much the same everywhere we go. Again, I may very well have been wrong on this. There were an awful lot that wanted to close right away before the governor had done anything, and before their town selectmen or mayors had done anything. And I felt they were jumping the gun because I really look at the thing holistically, and again, my concern, and I would say that to somebody, because, oh yeah, well, I never really thought of that, you know. However, we're pretty much all done the same type of things, and you know, perhaps they were right. We'll see.
Yeah,
and all that's right. Fine. If they were, that's all right.
Sure. Anything else, Tom?
I don't think so. Okay. Just if they need to contact us, they can get us at the main number there, 617-376-1506.
Okay.
We're there for you. We're there all day. And if we can help out in any way, we will.
Excellent. And to you and everybody in your family and staff, a very safe and healthy weekend.
Thank you, Joe. You too.
Thank you very much.
All right. Bye-bye.